And now, a performance of John Cage's 433. Please welcome our soloist, William Marks.
Turns the page of music. He puts on his glasses. He's at the piano, the Steinway. He starts the first movement. He closes the lid of the grand piano. Now, I presume John Cage gave a lot of thought to the ideal length for a piece of music. If I skip right down to the end of 4:33, I should be able to play you the finale. Closes the music. Takes off the glasses. What a performance. I'm really sorry that I didn't have the opportunity to play you the 4 minutes or so that you will have missed. See, the question I'm really addressing is, what is the ideal length for a piece of music? What is it? What would you say it is? And, you know, in thinking about this, I wonder to myself, well, what's been the shortest hit record of all time?
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home.
The buck stops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
This is the buck stops.
I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby.
From 1967. Got to number one.
Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more.
1 minute and 55 seconds. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one. Cut to number one, 1963. 1 minute and 56 seconds. Well, if the Beatles can get to number one with 1 minute and, 56 seconds? I tell you what, Adam Faith was able to get there quicker. Number one.
What do you want if you don't want money? What do you want if you don't want pearls? Say what you want and I'll give it you the wish you wanted my love, baby. What do you want
What do you want if you don't want pearls? Say what you want and I'll give it your dapple and wish you wanted my love.
Oh, yes. What do you want? 1959 from Adam Faith. But I tell you what, if you thought that was short to get to number one, get a load of this one. Six seconds. Elvis Presley. 1957. What is the ideal length for a piece of music? What do you think? Well, for me, it's probably about 4 days. It's probably, well, I've said it before, it's Wagner's Ring. And since the Rheingold is about 3 hours, Die Walküre's got to be over four. What are the other ones? I'm getting myself all confused. Walküre is the second one. The third one is... let me just have a look and check. Well, since Das Rheingold, the first one is about 3 hours long, maybe a little bit less. Die Walküre has got to be over four. Siegfried is definitely close to five. And Götterdämmerung is definitely over five. And since that, for me, is my favorite musical experience of all, does that mean that, as far as I'm concerned, the ideal length for a piece of music is as long as Wagner's Ring? I don't know. This is the most original question I've ever addressed in my entire life when it comes to music. The ideal length. I'll tell you what. I gotta play you one piece of music which blew me away and was long. This is a long piece of music. And I'm going to play you a bit of it. But for me, this is pretty perfect in length. Unfortunately, I haven't got time to play you all of it, just as indeed many times I haven't had an opportunity to listen to all of it. So let's go to the other extreme and let's say, what is the longest record ever made? The longest record. And here it is. Are you ready? The longest song ever written. Here's Chris Butler. Devil's Glitch by Chris Butler was released 1996. In 1997, it was accepted by the Guinness Book of Records as the world's longest pop song. Minutes. So what is the ideal length? Is it somewhere between 1 minute, 40 seconds, and 69 minutes? Or is it a few days? I think my answer to this is going to be, I'm still looking for the ideal length. And I'm going to listen to as much music as I can in order to try to find out what's the ideal length for a piece of music. Thank you, Simon, for coming up with this intriguing question.